Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on. Step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk up right for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Line unmuted.
It's all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Chaos Church in Copperway this morning. It's good to see your faces this morning, those that are online and those are in the building this morning. We thank you again for joining us. I'm not getting screwed this morning. Anyways, so now we will have, we'll do prayer. Oh, there he is. Is it Matthew Free Rose? Can you give us prayer?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on this wonderful hour. Lord, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit. You're holding me in a mighty way out today. And we thank you in advance for everything you're about to sing and the revelation knowledge that you are about to drop into our hearts, minds, and our souls. And we thank you for hearing us on this morning, because our hearts are open and our ears are receptive, and we are ready to receive your word on this morning. We want to bind the rebuke and cast away every work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on today, Lord. Be able to touch the man of God on today, Lord, from the crown of his head to the soul of his feet. And let the anointing flow freely as it always does. And we thank you, praise you, and magnify your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the privilege. And we have a scripture reading by Sister Katisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be reading from Romans 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that by his Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also can walk in newness of life. For we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, and we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is free from sin.
Amen. Amen. And what verse chapter?
That was Romans 6, starting at verse 4.
Okay. Thank you for the for this morning, sister. Okay. Bear with me this morning. I'm not up to par this morning. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. The desire to abide in the prayer. Your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our voice, as we offer all praises to your name. The Son said, welcome into this place. Welcome into these broken vessels this morning. So we're still broken this morning. Who we at the potter to put us back together again. Thank you, Jesus, for being the potter and with the clay. He can mold us and shape us and where he wants to be. Amen. So now we have a short testimony. Does anybody want to give a testimony? Yeah, testimony this morning.
I just want to thank God for continuing to work and work. Every day, you know, 5 cents every day. Learning something new.
Amen.
I want to thank God that I got to see another birthday 44 years
strong. Okay. 44 years. Ooh. Amen. Happy birthday.
Hallelujah.
You're beautiful for 44 girls. Yes. See what the Lord can do. Said, no, you're not that hard. Any more testimonies?
I want to thank the Lord for getting me up this morning. I ever see that God is good. When I laid down last night, I didn't know whether I was going to see another day. I want to thank the Lord for bringing me through all the things that I have been through.
Amen.
From the time that I come to the world, like I said, when I said my prayer to God, I said, Lord, you knew what I was going to do before I even was born. And Lord, what he had brought me through, it's amazing. I just think about some of the stuff that he brought me through. God is so good.
Amen.
God is good. We should never turn our back on God. The devil is a roaring lion in this world. He's a liar and a killer. And that's all he got in his mind. And we got to think about God who loves us. The devil don't love us. He don't love us. He hates us because we made in his God image.
Mm-hmm.
We got to realize that Jesus, God loves us. We got to show God our love. I want to thank God for the plan for my family. Thank God for letting me we all get up this morning. Alive, we had breath this morning. I want to thank God for the man that can bring the word. Thank God for you, my little wonderful lady, and your family. Thank God for my family. I have had no bad news for a while. Thank
Amen.
God. God
Amen.
Is good. Praise
Amen.
God. Help. Bless the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. That's it?
That's it, baby. Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to thank and praise God for another week he had brought my family and me through, you know. Like you said, haven't got any bad news this week, you know, about anyone dying in the family or anyone being, you know, sick or anything like that. I just thank God, you know, that we had food on our table. We have a home. We have a house, we're made into a home to live in, and we have clothes, you know, on our bodies. The only thing we want, but we have all our needs to be satisfied. So we thank God for his supplying all our needs. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He blessed me once. He blessed me twice. He blessed me all of my life. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that he has been good to us. He has blessed us all the days of our lives. I know stuff that I have been into from the little boy God that brought me out. And they'll tell you, jump off top of a building, an apartment, maybe four floors. No, never, the devil take you jumping down there, right? But, yeah, he told me, go jump out the apartment. No, I might be high, but I'm not that high. So all the little things that he has brought me through, I know and thank him for it, that only him and I know. And I just thank him. He not tells him either. No, you know, I tell you your business. So another good thing about him, he tell everything you're going through, and he's not going to convict you, because that he came here to save us. So, you know, so yeah, so a lot of things I have been through, I was laying in bed thinking, I said, oh, things I have been through, and I'm still here to testify that I'm still in the land of living this morning, when I could have been dead and gone and lifted my eyes in hell. But I thank him for his salvation. So there's not anything else this morning. We're going to bring the pastor up.
Amen.
Pastor Matt Page.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, just give a praise. You know, I like to always start out with praises. Amen. When I start out in praises and glory, you know, just giving God thanks.
Amen.
Because God is good. Amen. He's good all the time. He's not just good sometimes, but God is good all the time. And because of his goodness, you know, we just come give praise to him. Amen.
Amen.
Say thank you, Jesus. Everybody just say thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Do you thank him? Do you really thank him? Amen. Are you glad to be alive this morning? Amen. Are you just glad, amen, that God has blessed you and kept you through the night? Amen. When you laid down, he kept you while you were sleeping. Amen. You know, the devil wanted to destroy you while you were asleep last night. But God kept you. Amen. Because what is his job? His job is to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what we have to know, that the enemy wants to destroy you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
How many know that he wants to destroy you?
Amen.
So that's why the demonic activities and things that is going on in the world now is the enemy trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And if he don't kill you, he'll cause you to kill yourself. Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah, the devil is not playing in this last day. You know, you see people, they're just leaving you, right? You know. You look at your family, well, somebody on this side, somebody on that side, somebody, you know. The devil is killing people. We can't say it's God killing people because it's the devil, amen. God said, I came to give you life. And life everlasting. And so we come to God because we want life. I want to live. How many of you want to live?
Mm-hmm.
An abundance life. You don't want to just survive. But he came to give you abundant life.
Amen.
Amen. But if you allow the enemy, amen, to steal and to kill and to put things in our life that we don't want to kill us, then we're giving him the advantage. Amen. You know, people that know Christ, they have the advantage.
Amen.
Come on, so I got advantage over the devil. Amen. Because what God gave me, his spirit. And when God gives you his spirit, he gives you the advantage of the devil. Not to let the devil rule you, but you rule the devil. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
See, he gave us the ability to rule the devil, not for the devil to rule us.
That's right.
Why are we always giving the devil the advantage when God gives you the advantage? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what I thank God for. I'm learning. Amen. I'm learning things. Amen. That God gave him the advantage. I was asking somebody the other day, and I was saying, you know, who has the most power, you know? And then you got to ask yourself sometimes, who has the most power? I said, I have this phone in my hand right here, amen. Praise God. If I lay this phone down right here, amen, who has the most power? Do I have power over the phone, or does the phone have power over me?
No.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
I'm talking about things of life that we have in your life.
Power.
Who has power over you? Do it have power over you? Have you ever asked you that question? I was looking at a movie one time, and I saw in a movie one time that a man had something, somebody offered him something. And the guy said, no, I carry something around in my pocket all the time.
Mm.
And he said, you do? He said, yeah, so I don't need yours, I got my own.
Hallelujah.
And then he said, well, why do you carry around in your pocket? He said, because I want this thing that I got in my pocket to know that I got power over it. It doesn't have power over me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know what I'm talking about, amen. Somebody said, well, how do you do that, pal? How do you do that? I said, you just got to make up your mind and ask yourself, does this have power over me, or do I have power over it? Does it pick me up, or do I pick it up? Have you ever said it? Do I pick it up, or does it pick me up? Does it call to you, or does it call for it? Does it ask for you, or do you ask for it? So everything God said is a choice. You have to choose to do something, or you can choose not to do something. Amen?
Amen.
But the thing is, you have to ask yourself, who has the power? I'm telling you, Jesus said, what is after the Holy Ghost comes upon you, I'm going to give you what? I'm going to give you some power. And that power for you was for you to make choices. So now, when I didn't have a right to choose, I have a right to choose now.
Amen.
Because I don't belong to the devil, amen. Come on, so the devil don't own me no more.
Devil don't own me no more.
Come on. So you just got to tell, you don't own me no more. And because you don't own me no more, you can't tell me what to do no more, amen. You're not my boss anymore, amen. I've got a new boss, and the new boss I have is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Come on, amen. Jesus is my boss now. So don't let the devil tell you what to do. Amen. Praise God. Realize that you have power. Realize you have the ability to resist the devil. And what would happen to him? He'll flee from you. So the devil can't. He doesn't have any power over you. The only thing that the devil has over you is influence. He always wants to influence you. What? To do his will instead of God's will. Praise God. And you don't have to continue to do the devil's will. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God today. I know everybody say this is, everybody call this Resurrection Sunday. Amen. That's what they call it, Resurrection Sunday. Amen. I hope this was the day he got up. I don't know. But they said he did get up early on Monday morning, Sunday morning. Somebody said it was a Sunday morning because it was the first day of the week. Amen. And so everybody said this is Resurrection. This is what they call it, Resurrection Sunday. But thank God for the resurrection. A lot of times people like to talk about the resurrection, and but one thing that Jesus told us we have to do, we do have to remember his what? His death, his burial, and his resurrection, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then even he said when you take communion, you're remembering his death, burial, and resurrection. And so whoever, you know, might throw out a hint, you said, we are buried this as Resurrection Sunday, but we're doing this in, what are we doing? Because we are doing it in remembrance of him. Amen. Hallelujah. And so every time we come together, we need to remember the death, the burial, and resurrection. And because the way we get our deliverance, we got our deliverance through his death, his burial, and resurrection. And the reason that we are made free is because of his death, his burial, and the resurrection. Amen. We say we have liberty and our sins have been forgiven is because of his death, his burial, and resurrection. Amen. And so if we take every day of the week and say, I'm going to remember what? His resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah. It's all right. It's all right. Amen. There's no need to let nobody condemn you about saying that I remember his what? His death, his burial, resurrection. And when Jesus took the cup in the last day, he said, you take this cup. This cup is the cup in the New Testament. It's my blood, you know, when we take communion. And he said, this bread is my body,
do this as often as you do it. Why? And remember something, amen. Come on now. See, if you can always remember the death, burial, and the resurrection, you can always remember your deliverance. Anytime the devil tries to hold you down, you can always bring up the blood. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood, amen. You can remember the blood. Anytime the devil tries to make you feel guilty about something, you can always hold up the blood, amen. I'm saying there's power in the blood of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. See, the power in the blood of Jesus was for your forgiveness. I want you to know if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior and you have accepted his blood and body, your sins have been forgiven you, not because of you, but because of his blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
So always remember that when the devil tries to condemn you and bring you down and cast you out and make you feel bad about yourself, remember the blood, amen. Remember what Jesus did for you, amen. Let me go to some scriptures here, because when we talk about that, the Bible talks about Jesus' resurrection and what he did and all the things that he did for us. I just want to keep in remembrance of the blood, because the blood says things, amen, that you ought to hold on to. I believe in Hebrews 12 and 24. I believe that's where. I like to go to Hebrews 12 and 24, because when we talk about the blood of Jesus, amen, I want you to know there's something about the blood, amen. Hallelujah. See, the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood that Abel spoke. Amen. And the fourth chapter of Genesis, it talks about when Cain killed Abel, Abel's blood was cried out in the ground, crying what? Vengeance. Vengeance. Lord, how long before you take vengeance? Vengeance. And that's what we got to get away from, him to take vengeance on everybody. When people do us wrong, stop taking vengeance, because what? I'm going to remember the blood. And what does the blood say? The blood speaks what? Forgive them, they what? They know not what they do. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at the blood. What does it say? 12 and 24.
And to Jesus, the mediator of the New Testament.
Who is Jesus? Jesus was the mediator of the New Testament.
The New Covenant.
Amen. Jesus was the mediator. He brought us from the old into the new. Amen. How many know? We are under the New Covenant, amen. We are under the New Testament, amen. We were bound to the Old Testament until Jesus came to deliver us and bring us to the new. But there could be no covenant made, amen, amen, to bind it unless there was blood.
Mm-hmm.
There had to be some blood shed, amen.
Amen.
Where there's no shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin, amen. Mm-hmm. And so in order for our sins to be forgiven, there had to be blood shed for you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you think, well, am I being punished for the sin I did? No, you're not being punished. So much for the sin you did, you'll be, Jesus paid to die for the sin that Adam did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're in this shape because of what? What Adam did, amen. Mm-hmm. It's not what you did, amen. We're in this shape because of what Adam did, amen. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It was Adam that messed up, amen. It was Adam that partook of the tree of the good and evil, amen, the knowledge of good and evil. It was Adam that did that. And because what? Everything is in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go to the doctor, the first thing they're going to do, they want to check your what? If they want to know what's wrong with you, they do what? Check your what? Check your blood, amen. The blood speaks, amen. The blood can tell what you ate, amen. The blood can tell what you drink, amen. The blood can tell what's going on inside your body. All you got to do is check the blood out, amen. Hallelujah. And so therefore, Adam's blood was contaminated. And from the contamination of Adam's blood, that blood was passed on to all mankind.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Because everything comes through the what?
Yes.
Through the blood, amen. Nature comes through the blood, amen. Hallelujah. And because even if nature came through the blood, sin also came through the blood.
Hallelujah. And because everything came through the blood, then God needed some new blood.
Amen.
He needed some pure blood. Amen. Some blood that wasn't contaminated by man. This is why Jesus couldn't be born of a man.
That's right.
Uh-huh. This is why Joseph couldn't have been his father.
Amen.
Because if Joseph had been his father, his blood would have been contaminated, and then he wouldn't have been worth being sacrificed because his blood was unclean. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
His blood was unclean. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Joseph had unclean blood. Amen. And that is why Abraham couldn't sacrifice Isaac when he took him. When God asked Abraham to take Isaac to the mountain and say, sacrifice your son, God couldn't allow him to be sacrificed because if you sacrifice Isaac, Isaac's blood was contaminated and his blood wouldn't work.
Amen.
So you can't take contaminated blood and clean contamination. Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? So it's going to take some pure blood to cleanse some contaminated blood, amen.
Uh-huh.
And so therefore some blood has to be shed. And he said, well, the blood of Jesus speaks what? Better things than that of Abel. Hallelujah.
Okay.
And see, we have to get to a place and realize that we have now the blood of Jesus. If you've been born again, see, we don't realize that Jesus turned the water and the wine was the first. The first miracle that he did, he turned the water into wine, amen. And when you're baptized in the name of Jesus, you're taking on the blood and the water. You're taking on the blood when you go into the water so that your blood can be purified, so that your blood can be cleansed now. And now you have some new blood now, amen. And when you have new blood, you have new life. Because the blood of Jesus now, see, the blood of Jesus is spirit. Because all the blood came from the spirit. We said, well, where did Adam get his blood from? In the beginning, Adam got his blood from God, so his blood came from God. His blood was spirit, amen. It was the spirit that gave him that new blood, amen. And what I'm trying to say to you, if you've been born again of the spirit, God has put new blood in you, and the blood that you're living by now, you're not living by the blood now. You're living by the Spirit of God now. Come on, somebody. You're living by the Spirit of God. It's not the old blood of Adam because he gave you a transfusion. But you say, well, I see it in my body. But it's not what goes on in the body. It's what goes on in the inside. See, when you're looking at yourself, you're looking at the wrong thing, amen. Come on, amen. It's not what's on the outside of me that makes you who you are. It's who you are on the inside. Amen. What goes on the inside resonates on the outside. If your heart is right on the inside, your action will be right on the outside. So the main thing we need to be doing today, we need to look and realize that the blood has been shed, and the blood shed gives me a right to come into the presence of God.
Amen.
Because at first, as long as your blood is contaminated, you couldn't come into the presence of God. And this is why Jesus had to come, and he had to die, because he said, if I go not away, the Holy Ghost won't come upon you. But I mean, he had to leave. So what was on the inside of him, the only way he can get out what was on the inside of him, he had to die to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, a lot of stuff that's on the inside of us, the only way we can get out of us, we got to die. What I mean, you got to die to yourself. You got to die to your own desires. Amen? You got to die to the things you want to do. So what? New life can come forth in you. I got to die to the things I want, and then my will got to become his will, amen. It's not my will, but it's God's will that has to be done in your life. And when you start yielding yourself to the Spirit of God, God will change you, and God will make you new, and you become a new creation in Christ Jesus. It's because I died to myself. Jesus had to die to himself.
Amen.
When they got him up on the cross, I thought about when they got him up on the cross. I want to show you how it is that in the resurrection, see, more went on in the resurrection than we think went on, amen. There's more went on after he died than we think he did. Let's turn to Matthew 26, amen.
Come on. I said the blood speaks better things. His blood speaks what? Forgive them. What? They don't know what they do. They don't know what they do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. They don't know what they do. Praise God. And so that's what God wants us to walk in the attitude that whenever somebody does something to you, what are you going to say to them? Forgive them, Lord. What? They don't know what they're doing. Huh?
Amen.
And the reason I can do that is because if I can look and see what they did to Jesus, if I can look and see how they beat him, if I can look at how they mocked him and how they spit on him and how they put nails in his hand and how they put nails in his feet, and if he can hang up on the cross and say, Father, forgive them, they know not what to do, how about these little things that happen in your life that you can't forgive somebody? A lot of our problem, we're walking because we won't forgive, amen. Praise God. We won't forgive, amen. Let's look at here, amen. Let me see. Verse 11.
So you have the poor always with you.
26 and 11, that's what he said? Or did I say 27 and 11? Maybe it's 27. 27 and 11, amen. Let's look at Jesus here. Okay. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Thou art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priest and the elder, he answered them nothing. And Pilate said unto him, Hearest thou now how many things they witness against thee? Do you hear what they're saying against you, Jesus? What were they doing? They was accusing him, amen. See, the Bible talks about we have the accuser of the brethren, which is the devil. It's the devil that's always accusing you. And even though he's accusing you, the devil is declaring you guilty, 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 sin, 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 sin. But you see, you don't need to say nothing to the devil. Only thing you need to let the devil know, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The Bible says they overcame him by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Come on, if you want to overcome the devil, amen, use the word of your testimony. Have a testimony in your mouth, amen. And so, well, Jesus, because of the death of Jesus, he has delivered me from this stuff, amen. He has delivered me from this thing. And he said, you can overcome that thing because of the blood. Because the blood testifies against sin. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. See, the blood says that, what? Well, I have been forgiven, amen. The blood stands up and speaks against my enemy. Even when my enemy come against me, and who is my enemy? The enemy is the devil, amen. Come on now, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The enemy is your flesh, amen. The blood is against your flesh, amen. The blood is against anything that is not like unto God. Thank God for his blood. The blood has never lost its power. Come on, amen. The blood still will cleanse you. The blood still will wash you, amen. The blood still will set you free from the devil, amen. The blood will lift you up from wherever you are right now because the blood represents life.
Amen.
When you partake of the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus gives you life. And even though they might lie on you and say all manner of evil things against you, what did Jesus say? Pray for them and bless them that persecute you and say all manner of things against you because they don't realize what they're saying against you should be bringing life to you.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody talks about you, you ought to be rejoicing. You ought to be rejoicing. Because see, what the devil meant for evil, God turns it around and makes it good. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whatever's been going on in your life, God will turn it around. So whenever they say something evil about you, be like Jesus. He didn't open his mouth. They were lying on him and saying he did this and he did that. You know what he did? He didn't open his mouth. Because he realized he came here to die. Yeah, a lot of us think we came here to live, but we came here to die, amen. Nobody in here came here to live. You didn't come here to stay here forever. This place is not your home, amen. And why do you want to be so comfortable in this life? We need to get out of this life into the next life.
Amen.
Sometimes you say, I'm coming to offer my life up to God. You ain't got no life. What you gonna offer to God?
Well, what you going to give him? Well, I'm going to give my life to God. God don't want that. Mm-hmm. You should be coming in and asking him for his life. And that is why Jesus shed his blood. So what? You can have life. Amen. Hallelujah. My blood speaks better things, amen, than that of Abel. My blood speaks blessing upon you, amen. My blood speaks life unto you and life everlasting. And the reason the blood was there is so that what? You can live. That's why he died, so that you can have, you can live. He died in your place so you can live in his place. And we just have to get a concept, amen. If I'm going to walk into life, amen, I've got to die to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
My problem is not the devil anymore. We just want somebody to blame. Are y'all with me here? Amen. Huh? As long as we give you somebody to blame, you'll keep doing it. And that's been our problem, amen. The church got a big problem, amen. They blaming the devil for everything. And God said, didn't I give you power over the devil? Didn't I say you shall tread over serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy, amen? Didn't I deliver you from the bondage of sin? Didn't I deliver you? Didn't I do this for you, amen? Didn't I lift you up above all principalities and power? I lift you above the agents and all of their courses. You know, the agents got different dimension of it, you know. Some whole power here, some whole. But I lift you above all of that thing. Didn't I lift you all above that thing? Stop complaining and saying it's the devil. It is not the devil. It is that you need to use the blood that Jesus gave you and realize he has set me far above all of this now.
Amen.
My life is not the old life that I used to have.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the person you used to be if you've been born again.
Thank you.
You've been made anew. It means that God has given you dominion back.
Hallelujah.
And when you have dominion, you have dominion over everything. I've had dominion over everything. I know the God of this, if we talk about the God of your world, it's the devil. He's not giving you dominion over the God of this world. You just got to walk in his power. You just got to walk in the power of God because Jesus said, gave you the right to come into the presence of God and obtain present help in the time of need. That's what the blood did, gave you the right to come before God.
Yes, amen.
Gave you the right to stand in the presence of God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Our problem is that we don't want to take time to get into the presence of the Lord, being that Jesus has been crucified and sacrificed for us. God said, I want you to come into my presence.
Yes.
Because in my presence is where the power is. See, we've been walking outside of him and not want to get in his presence because we don't have time.
Yes.
So when they talk about Jesus, and Pilate was wondering, why this man ain't talking back? When they come against you, they want to know why you don't talk back. Well, he just don't say nothing. He just sits there and look at me like I'm crazy. Why you don't talk back?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, the blood is on me, amen.
Amen.
Come on, the blood. See, the blood speaks against my enemy, amen. I'm praying for you because I don't want God to get you. Come on, amen. The blood cries vision against our enemy, but the blood cries what? Forgive me, forgive them. And then I got to say forgive you because I don't want God to do nothing to you.
Yeah.
Come on, amen. That's why you need to pray for your enemies.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, your enemy don't know what he's doing when he messing with you, amen. Because when your enemy messes with you, he's messing with God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about that? And you don't believe what I'm saying? When Paul was persecuting the church, when Jesus came down and grabbed Paul and threw him down on Damascus Road, well, what did he say? Paul, why did you persecute me? Why did you persecute me, Paul? Well, Paul said, well, I wasn't persecuting you, Lord. I was persecuting them Christians. Huh? That's why you need to pray for your enemies. Hallelujah. Because you don't want God to do nothing to him, amen. See, the reason Jesus died is because he didn't want God to do nothing to us. Thank God for Jesus, amen. Because we would have been dead and buried in your grave. But if Jesus had not died, God would have wiped us out. And so Jesus had to die. He had to shed his blood for forgiveness, ask God for forgiveness for us, so that you and I can have life right now. We are living because of the blood of Jesus, amen. If he had just tried to protect himself, he would have never died if he had been conscious of himself. Our problem is we're too conscious of ourselves and not conscious of God. Come in with me here.
Amen.
God said, I want you to become unconscious of yourself. I want you to be more conscious of me. Now you can walk in my consciousness. You can walk in victory. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Do you want to start walking in victory now? That Jesus has already paid the price. He wouldn't defend himself through Pilate, no matter what Pilate said, because what? He came to die. If you tried to die, why would you try to protect yourself and stop yourself from dying if you came to die? And I don't mean let the devil kill you, I mean giving your life up, amen. Not foolishly, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But why wouldn't I want to die if I tell you to die? Amen. Why would you want to die to yourself when your life ain't right about nothing anyway? Why do you want to live the life that you live, amen? You want to live your life in bondage when Jesus can make you free. Well, why do you want to live like that when you don't have to, amen? Huh? Well, why do you want to be in bondage? You know, the man that was at the tomb, he'd been there 38 years. He's been there 30 years laying in the same place. Why do you want to lay in the same place and not get up? And the blood has already been shed for you to give you some life to get up from where you are, amen. If you just accept the blood of Jesus, you can get up from where you are, amen. Huh? You can come out of that situation that you're in if you just realize it's the blood of Jesus, amen. You don't have to keep doing that because what? The blood has power, amen, to deliver you from your sin. The blood has power over the devil to deliver you from the power of the enemy, amen. And the enemy, amen, can't control you anymore. Come out of the control of the devil and come back under the control of God and stop defending yourself.
Amen.
See, when a dead man don't defend himself. Amen. Have you ever seen somebody go to a funeral and slap the man in the casket? You seen somebody mad at him? He's throwing from you. Pow! You know. You know, think about trying to get in the casket and choke that guy in the casket.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh,
amen. You see that was on TV? Amen. See, I saw that on TV. But you know, even though he got in and tried to choke the man, he's already dead. How what you going to do to him? He can't feel it. Do you realize? See, we're supposed to be dead in the sin. We're supposed to be dead to people. We're supposed to be so dead to ourselves that if somebody slaps us, we're not even supposed to fight back.
Amen.
I don't know if I got that yet. Mm-hmm. If you slap me, I don't know. I might withhold myself, amen. I might. Don't y'all try, though. Amen. Don't you try, though, amen. but notice Jesus, though. Jesus had the power. Read on down there. Let me show you. Jesus had the power when Pilate was said. Read on down. What is that?
14, and he asked him to never a word.
Mm-hmm.
And so much that the governor marveled greatly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as in the feast, the governor walked to the beach
mm-hmm.
to receive a prisoner
mm-hmm.
whom they would. And they had there a notable prisoner named Barabbas.
Barabbas. Amen. Do you know what they did? We're doing the same thing today. We're trading Jesus for Barabbas. Mm-hmm. We love the people that steal from us. We love the people that take from us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? We love people that steal things that poison us and kill us. We love them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know what I'm saying? We love them. You know. But we want Jesus because he's a righteous man. Jesus said people love sin more than they do righteousness, amen. People rather do wrong than to do right. People would rather go to the party than go to the church, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because what? They want to live in pleasure all the time. We love pleasure. And even though we say that we have repented in the name of Jesus, and even though you said you have repented and you see us doing the same thing, what kind of repentance did you do? Oh, I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus.
Hey, yeah.
I'm saved. Yeah, I got drunk, but I'm saved. Yeah, I'm sanctified. But you ain't separated from that yet. Amen. How you repented? You know, and yes, you ain't got rid of the the attitude that you had. You know, what kind of repentance did you do? Stop lying. We got to stop lying in the church. There's a lie that's going on here. All the folks, I don't repent. Have you really? You can start searching yourself and asking yourself. Oh, I don't repent it, and then you're the loudest one in the bunch. Amen. Mm-hmm. You the most accused of you. You accuse everybody, but you don't repent it. Amen. Oh, I'm saved. Yeah, you saved, all right. Well, save your mouth then. Your mouth ain't saved, yeah. Maybe something else saved, but your heart ain't saved. Because if your heart wasn't saved, you wouldn't be doing that stuff that you're doing. You wouldn't be acting the way you act, amen. So I want to blame the devil. And every time you blame the devil over there crying. Pastor, they lying on me, Pastor. They made them do that. I didn't make them do that. They did it because they wanted to. Have you ever thought about most of the things you do? You just want somebody else to blame for it and not take the blame on yourself, amen? We got to quit lying on grace. Grace ain't going to make you do that. You got to make up your mind. You got to make up a choice in your life that I'm going to change. Amen. Grace ain't going to make you do nothing. Grace will help you do it, but grace ain't going to make you do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus had to make up a choice that he was going to die. And regardless of what they did to him, he was going to the grave. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He was going down. He knew he needed to go down. Because what? Except the corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it dies alone.
Yeah.
But if it dies, it'll bring forth much fruit. And what is he saying to us? Except you die to yourself, you'll abide by yourself. They don't need to abide by yourself when Jesus can be with you. Go on back. Go on, give up the old life and get you a new life. Amen. Go on, give up your old ways so Jesus can establish some new ways in you. Go on, give up everything for Jesus. Amen. Because it ain't worth nothing no way. It's just like giving away some scraps and getting some gold, amen. It ain't working. Your life ain't worth anything. If you're not living the life of Christ, your life ain't worth a nickel, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So give up that little bit you got so he can give you some more, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, amen. So when you come to Jesus, Lord, I came to get some life. And he said, well, I'm going to give you some blood. He said, well, you only give me some blood? He said, yeah, because what? There's life in the blood. There's life in my blood. Thank God for the life in the blood, amen. And the reason I got a new life, amen, I'm living the life of Christ because what? That the blood of Jesus. Because if he had not went down, I couldn't have got up.
Amen.
Come on down.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If he had not went down, we couldn't have gotten up, amen. Come away, man. I don't care what situation that you're in now. Because he went down so he could get you up, amen. Hallelujah. David said, well, I was in the miry clay, and he set my foot upon a rock to say amen. Come on, if your life's in a bit of turmoil, and you're being tormented by the enemy, he says you want to get up because he went down, amen. Hallelujah, I can get you up now, amen. Because when he rose from the dead, he said, what?
All power
is heaven and earth. At one time, maybe he had power in the heavens, and he didn't have all the power in the earth because I was still there. So.
Mm-hmm.
See, that certain levels of dominion, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That certain levels of power. And Adam had to get dominion over the earth. And so Adam had some power in the earth.
Yes.
And so he had to come on like Adam. And the reason he came down like Adam and to do what Adam did, because he wants you to see in above the power that Adam had. He wanted to have more power, amen, than what Adam had. And so he had to go down in order to get the power.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Come on, he went down to get you up, amen. You don't have to be down no more, amen. I'm telling everybody on the line, and wherever you are in this church, you don't have to be down no more, amen. You don't have to be unhappy anymore. You shouldn't be sad anymore. You shouldn't be bound to anything anymore. Because Jesus went down so that you could get up. Thank God that he got up.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
He didn't leave you down.
Thank you, Lord.
The devil got you thinking that you're down.
Yes, Lord.
You see, our problem is you're thinking too low.
Amen.
You're thinking too low about yourself, amen.
You,
hallelujah. You got to think, amen. When you took on the blood of Jesus, you became a son. You see, my son is my son because of my blood. Hallelujah. Put the faith in him, nothing to do with that, amen. The only faith you did was brought him into the world. But everything in him came from me. Come on, somebody, amen. I'm trying to say, amen. When you get born again, hallelujah, everything that is in you comes from Jesus. And you are made like Jesus because everything you got, Jesus was the one gave it to you. He gave you his blood, amen. He gave you his spirit. He gave you his life. He gave you his power. Jesus gave you everything so you can be just like him. That's why he had to go down and he had to die. Not only did he die for that reason, he went down because there were some other people that went down. He knew he needed to go down and get them out.
Mm-hmm.
See, the promise that he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I'm going to get y'all. Y'all ain't going to get it in this time. 27 and 51. Matthew 27 and 51. Now, notice why he had to go down, you see. This is why he had to go down.
And behold, the veil of the temple was.
Go back up to the step up a little higher there. One verse up. See, this is why he had to go down. Wait up.
Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yield up the ghost.
When he cried, no, he yield up the ghost, amen. Now, you see, Jesus had to take on our sin. If Jesus had to take on our sin, he wouldn't have been able to die. Hallelujah. But also for him to die because sin is what killed you. If Adam had never sinned, Adam would have never died. Hmm? It was sin that killed him, amen. And so Jesus had to take on our sin so he could die. Isn't that something? Aren't you glad that he had to take on your sin so he can die? That's for him to be able to die. Because there was no death in him. Come on, somebody, amen. There was no death in his blood. There was no death in his body. There was no death in him. And the only way he could die, he had to take on our sin so he could die. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he had to do it, amen. It wasn't me.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Like I told y'all, if I had to die for you, y'all would have been in bad shape. All y'all would be dead now. Amen. But in order for him to die, he had to take on sin so he could die. How you going to kill a man that's full of life? How you going to kill a man that has never sinned? You can't kill him. You can't kill a man that's full of life. If you kill him, he just pop right back up, you know. Hallelujah. It's kind of like I said, a cat got nine lives.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Amen. Praise God. But that's what they say. But what about Jesus? He didn't have no death in him, so he took on your sin so he could die. What happened when he went down?
And behold, the veil of the temple were rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And the grave was opened, and many bodies of the saints were slept arose.
Hold on, amen. He had to go down. He went down because Abraham, at the time Abraham and Isaac and Jacob died, and I don't know how Adam did out there, he said it, but at the time of the Old Testament saints, they didn't receive the promises of God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But Jesus, being that God had made that promise, Jesus had to come back and go back there and get Adam, get everybody from Adam all the way up to that time. He had to go back and resurrect them. And so, because they went down when they died, hallelujah. Hell and paradise was, they said, was side by side, amen, with a gulf between them. If you look in Luke chapter 16, where it talks about the rich man and Lazarus, there was a gulf in between them. And so Jesus had to go down, amen, and resurrect the Old Testament saints, amen. And as you can see here, it says that when he went after the he died, amen, that the saints got up and walked around in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
If the people saw them, amen, he must have given them a body to be able to walk around.
Yeah.
How else would they be seen? They said, some of them got, read them, listen to what it says here. So I believe a resurrection took place. Now, that wasn't the resurrection, but I believe a resurrection took place in that day because he died. Because now what? The blood of Jesus has satisfied God's judgment in heaven. Read that again. Read on that.
And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the grave of his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many.
But they said, though, in order to know that Jesus did what he said he was going to do, many of the bodies of the saints went into Jerusalem and appeared unto folks. Somebody said, I saw a ghost, amen. They started running, probably. Amen. Y'all know how y'all do when you see a ghost, you start running. Amen. But they appeared unto many. So we have to recognize what the blood did for you. When you quit. If when Jesus died, if the Old Testament saints got up and walked around in Jerusalem, amen, he said, no, you can get up. See, wherever you are in life, you can get up from there, amen. But for whatever situation that you're in, you can get up because of what? He went down and he got up, amen. And so whatever you're going through, amen, in life, he can turn it around if only if you would believe it. If you believe that he's able, that he can do anything, amen, this resurrection that was done here should let you know that, what, God can do anything but fail us.
Amen.
He didn't fail Abraham. He didn't fail Isaac. He didn't fail Jacob. But we have so great cloud of witness that God is able to do these things.
Amen.
But here it is right here. He got up. 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm going to hurry and get through here. First Peter chapter 3, somewhere around 16, 17, 18. Let's look and see what he did when he went down. Because everybody thinks that. They said, well, he stayed in hell 3 days. No, he went to work down there. He didn't go down there to go to sleep. Jesus went down there to do a work, amen. Come on, amen. He went down there in hell 3 days. He was down there at work. He was down there. The man, the thief that was on the cross with him, they went down there together. He got the chance to preach to the thief. And the priest received Jesus, and maybe the priest, amen, out of his grave, he got saved while he was down there, amen. Maybe he got converted while he was down there. Well, they went down there together, didn't they? See, everybody said, well, the thief went to heaven. No, he didn't. He went to paradise. He went down. The thief didn't go up. He went down.
Yeah.
Read.
Okay, 1 Peter chapter 1.
3. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 16, 17, 18, somewhere in there.
Have a good conscience.
Uh-huh.
Wherever they speak evil of you,
uh-huh,
as an evil doers,
yes,
they may be ashamed that false accuse your good conversation in Christ. But it's better if the will of God do so than you suffer for the well-doing.
Is that 1 Peter 3 and 18?
17,
man. Okay, 17, 18. Go ahead.
Okay.
I want y'all to know what happened when
Christ also what suffered.
I got to get this. No, know what he said? But Christ has also what?
Yes, suffer for sin.
Suffer for sin.
The just for the unjust.
He's the just for the unjust. We were unjust and he was just. So what? He took our place. He suffered for us. He suffered for our sins. Read on.
And he might bring us to God.
No, no. Why is it that he won't? He did it so that what? He can bring us back to God. Amen. We had lost the presence of God because of sin. Adam got kicked out of the garden. Adam got kicked out of the presence of God. Amen. But Jesus came back to bring us back into his presence. Our thing in life today is we don't realize God wants us to be in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
But do we try to enhance the presence of God? Oh God, I want to be in your presence. Oh God, I want to be in your presence. Oh, do we want to enhance the presence of God? That's why he came. Because we have victory in his presence, amen. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, that's what? There's liberty. God will liberate you in his presence. We need to get into the presence of God so God can change us, so God can turn things around for us. But you first have to give yourself to God so that God can work on you. The just and unjust. Notice where he did that.
Being put to death in the flesh.
He was put to death in the flesh.
He was quickened by the Spirit.
He was made alive by the Spirit.
By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison.
Where did he go then?
Went to prison.
He went down and preached to the spirits that was in prison. Who was down there? Abraham was down there. Isaac was down there. Jacob was down there. Amen. Maybe Elijah was down there. And maybe some of the Old Testament say he went down there and preached. He didn't just go down there to go to hell, just to be going, did he? He took a message down there. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus took the message of life down there. Said, hey, God, I have already paid for your sins now. Amen. And because you believe that I was going to do it, amen. And you held on to your faith believing that I was going to do it. In other words, he hadn't did it, but he was going to do it. They believed that a Messiah was coming. And because they believed that a Messiah was coming, amen, God filled their faith because they believed that something would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Our faith is not that we believe that something will happen. Our faith is to believe something did happen.
Come on now.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen. See, our mind it should be a little elevated from what their minds were, amen. It's because they was waiting on it to come, amen. And we said that, what? It's already here, amen. I'm not waiting for it anymore, amen. It's already here. See, your faith, amen. That is why God said that his promise to us. It's nothing but it was to them because they would believe on something to come, but we always believe that something has already been here.
Amen.
Come on, do you believe that he's already been here?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're not waiting on nobody else, amen.
No.
That's why there's just no Antichrist spirit ever getting at you when somebody raised, when a man get raised up to come on and try to fool you and talk about he's the Christ. Oh, no, you couldn't be the Christ, amen. Christ has already been here, and he's already gone again, and he's coming back again. But the thing about it, he's not coming back this time as a man.
Okay.
Y'all guess what?
What?
Guess who's going to be the Christ?
Yeah.
We are the Christ. We're going to be the only Jesus. After a while, we're going to be the only Jesus that the world ever sees. See, when God sent Jesus down, he sent Jesus down. Let me get this. He sent Jesus down as a seed. And being that he sent Jesus down as a seed, a seed does what? A seed duplicates itself. Come on, somebody. I said he went down, amen. And when he got up, you know what? We got it with him. He said, well, how could that happen? See, we got to know the difference between the thing in the flesh world and the thing that goes on in the spirit world.
That's right.
Hmm? See, we've been operating out of the flesh world so long, or the flesh realm so long, we're not seeing the thing that is in the spirit realm. See, it takes place in the spirit realm ever before it comes into the flesh realm.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. God always does it in the spirit realm, and then he brings it about what's been done in the spirit realm. It calls it to come into the flesh realm. And so God said, I want to see yourself already there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then he said, he's what? I think it's Ephesians 2. It said, what? We sit with him in heavenly places. We sit with him in heavenly place. And so we've been trying to go to heaven. If you can believe it, you're already in heaven. not in this fleshly realm.
No.
Hallelujah. But in the spirit realm, you already exist.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Jesus got up, and we got up with him according to the book of Ephesians, that means that what? My spirit got up with him. I didn't say my flesh got up with him, amen.
Amen.
I said my spirit got up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Your spirit is in heaven. And you've been trying to go to heaven. The preachers have told you all of these years, you tried to get to heaven.
Yeah.
And you've been walking for 40 years and ain't made it there.
Mm-hmm.
We've been wandering around in the wilderness 40 years and ain't made it to the promised land yet. A place where that you can operate in the heavenly realm. A place where you can speak heavenly things. A place where you can see visions. Hallelujah. Back in the time of what's up? We don't want to believe that. You know, that's dead to us. You know, you talk about stuff like this, it becomes dead to you, amen?
Amen.
Why? It's because your conscience can't receive stuff like that. Because you've been so used to trying to get somewhere, and God is trying to bring everything to you.
Mm-hmm.
God's been trying to bring heaven to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still trying to go to heaven. And not realize, he said, the reason Jesus resurrected when he got up to take you with him.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Those things that was dead in Christ, he took him with him, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Have you ever thought about when you look at 1 Thessalonians 4:17? They were caught up to, you know, we talk about rapture. Well, I'm going out of here. No, you ain't.
Come on.
No, you ain't going nowhere. We always trying to go somewhere. You know what? That word, when he said he was caught up into the air, that word air means to grieve unconsciously. See, we always want to escape, but you know, God don't want us to escape. Jesus didn't pray for us to escape. Jesus prayed that, God, I pray that, Matthew 17, Lord, I pray that you don't take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil to come. He wasn't praying that you go nowhere. That word air, that means, brother, means to breathe unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
That means that I'm going to live unconscious. I'm going to live unconscious. The resurrection was there to take you to a place where you can live unconscious. You see, our problem with sin, made us conscious of who? Sin made us conscious of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Adam didn't have no problem in living into his sorry self.
That's right.
He was unconscious of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he had life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he was living, amen. And yet he was doing the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have to think about what to do, amen. He didn't have to think about how to do it, amen. He didn't think about how to do it. God said, I want you to get to a place in me where you don't have to think about what you're going to say, what you're going to do, for the Spirit will tell you in the hour what it is that you need to speak. I want you to get to a place in consciousness and realize that the reason Jesus resurrected, it was to take you to a place where you can be unconscious of yourself.
Thank you,
Jesus. Are y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
This might not be a good message for the flesh. The flesh people can't receive it, amen. It's because they stuck where they are. They still in the ditch, amen. We still sick, and we've been healed, amen. Hallelujah. We still keep going back and forth in sin, and you've been delivered from it, amen. We still doing things we shouldn't be doing when God has delivered from us. That means we just right where we are, and we don't want to get no better. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So you want to get to a place you live unconscious. The resurrection gave you the life. The blood of Jesus gave you the right to go into the presence of God now and obtain what? Presence, death, and final deal. God wants you to come into his presence, amen. He don't want you to be on the outside of him. He wants you to be on the inside of him. He don't want you to be on the outside of the tabernacle. He wants you to come into the most holy place.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you near me so I can talk to you.
Yes.
Amen. So I can suck with you. So that, amen, I can tell you my heart, my desire.
Amen.
We got to come into the presence of God and realize that the resurrection may gave us the right. Amen. To come into the presence of God, and God doesn't look at you the same no more because
amen.
Of the blood of Jesus. Because
amen.
When he sees the blood, amen, death is over you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, we got to go somewhere in the spirit.
Yes,
in the spirit.
In the spirit
of your mind. In the spirit of your mind.
Yes.
You are already in heaven. You are already in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's already set you far above. Hey, why are we letting the devil rule us when he set us far above there?
Amen.
We think about it. Because you don't recognize what Jesus did when he went down.
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah. You don't recognize he made us a new creation when he went down, amen. And when he got up, amen. You don't recognize those things about Jesus for us, amen. You see, as long as the old tabernacle stood, is saying, oh man, let me get this. As long as the old tabernacle stood, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could go into the most holy place except the high priest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Huh? And then nobody could go except the high priest. Now, when Jesus died, he said, the veil ripped. The veil was torn from top to bottom. It just fell from the bottom to the top. It went from up there. In other words, the door was open now. Hallelujah. So that we, the children of God, could come now. We could come boldly to the throne of grace, because of the blood of Jesus, amen.
Yeah.
We can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain presence. And that's what you can come into the presence of God, and God will give you help.
Amen.
You see, we don't realize the authority we're supposed to have. We're supposed to have authority over nature. We're supposed to be able to tell the storms. Hallelujah. When you come into my presence, amen, I'm going to give you the authority, amen. I'll give you the authority, but the thing about it, I'm going to give you the power.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's one thing to have authority, but there's another thing to have the power to do it.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, amen. He said, but when you come into my presence and get into my presence and start looking at yourself, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And come on, the veil has been opened now, and the blood gives you entry, and the Holy Spirit, I believe that Paul said in Hebrews, that the Holy Spirit now gives you access into the most holy place.
Mm.
Oh, I can't talk about that. I mean, yeah, I mean, y'all missing me, amen. And maybe this morning, but what I was just trying to show you, amen, what the resurrection did for us, because we haven't recognized what it did, and that is why we are walking weak. We are built for weak, amen, and not realize you have the power if you just get in His presence, amen. I open the door for you to come in, and I just want you to come in, amen. And so when you start praying from now on, you need to pray and say, Lord, open the door. Come on, somebody. Lord, open up the door, Lord.
Open up the door.
Open up the door. Open the door. Not only open up the door, open up the gates, Lord.
Open
up the gates. His resurrection, what? Gave us access. So the gate has been open, amen. But it hasn't been open to us mentally or spiritually, amen. You see, you're supposed to be able to speak to nature. You don't believe that happens for nobody?
I believe.
Huh? Elijah was a man just like us, but because he was walking in the heavenly realm, amen. He spoke and told him not to rain, and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. He had power, didn't he? Huh?
Yeah.
Joshua, amen. If you look at Joshua, and this is a big one. Joshua spoke to the sun and told the sun to stand still, and the sun stood still for Joshua because he was in the heavenly realm. He didn't continue out in the flesh doing what he wants to do. He walked in the heavenly realm, amen. You don't believe me? Enoch, amen. He just walked out of here into the heavenly realm and wasn't found no more. Wait a minute. Can you go into yourself? Has anybody been meditating to try to get into your spirit, man? I've been meditating, trying to get into my spirit, man. Because in the spirit, man, I know that's where the knowledge is. I know that's where the place of power is. I'm tired of preaching words, no power. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, everybody got some words, but they got no power.
They got no power.
See, we need power now.
Yes.
And we can't get into the place of power until we can get into the presence of God, because with God there's power, amen. Lord, I want to get into your presence now. And because of your resurrection, and you took me where you were at, and if Jesus, he's seated at the right hand of the Father now, that means he's in a place of authority and power. That everything is obedient to him, amen. And everything that is obedient to him is supposed to be obedient to us. Because what? We have received the same inheritance because he got up.
Yeah.
It's all because of his death, burial, and resurrection. If all power in heaven and earth belong to him, and he shares that power with us and say we can have everything that he got, are we not? Do we not have the same thing? Are we not? Should we not be able to do the same thing he did? If he said, as he has done, so shall we do. It's just that we got to break through this mental thing like that. This mental thing of the flesh, to realize that I have been resurrected with Christ, and all things have passed away, and I'm not the person that I used to be.
That's right.
Wow, thank you, man.
Amen.
The thinking about myself got to change.
Amen.
Everything got to change.
Right.
And the reason I know it's changed is because there was a resurrection. Your life can be turned around if you just believe that there was a resurrection. You don't have to keep doing that. You have favor now. You know, when you want something now, the world's supposed to favor you. He told Israel, look, I'm going to do you a favor with the Egyptians, so whatever you need, they're going to give it to you. See, when you walk in the presence of God, you start walking in favor. Huh? Can we believe in the resurrection today, amen, and what it did for us?
Yes.
Amen.
See, we have limited out here to see that it wasn't very much. He just went down, he just got it. No, he led captive to captive and gave gifts unto men, amen. But when he ascended, he took us up with it. Now we are in heavenly place. Well, with faith, can't you see? I'm on the earth. You know, when I stumped my toe this morning, amen. How can I be in heaven? You see, there's one thing about us. Your body can be in one place, but your spirit can be somewhere else. Our spirit has no limits. When you become unconscious, this is one thing I said this morning about being unconscious because of that. I said, you know, whenever they get ready to operate on you, I don't know, what do they put in this to make you don't blame? And what does it do to you? Is there something in your mind? Hey, I want to show you about this unconscious, the belief unconscious, man. Now, when you're unconscious, is there in the pain? When you're unconscious, is there in the soul? Do you even know what's going on around you? But you're still alive, right? And so when God said, I'm going to catch you so high with my spirit, I'm going to make you unconscious. You're only going to be aware of me and not even aware of yourself. And so therefore, when I bring you to that place, there will be no more. There will be no more. There will be no more. Why? Because you're unconscious. I'm going to talk about that some more later, man. But I know y'all never thought about it too much. Yeah. Did I keep it too long, Brother Tommy? Hey, amen. I don't want to keep it too long. But amen. Hallelujah. And anybody want to be saved, you want to be prayed for. Y'all pray breaks for me because I want to get to that place of unconsciousness with God. Right? But will y'all just stand and pray with me today? Because I want to get to a place of unconsciousness, because I realize what the resurrection did for me, amen. resurrection did this for me. The blood did this for me to give me a right to have it. He died in my place to give me a right to. What was that? He gave us a right to the tree of life. And this is what life is about. When we can live unconscious of ourselves and only be conscious of God. That's what you can never be man. Is that somebody you want to be saved today? Amen. The blood has been shed, faith. The price has already been made. So you can be delivered from sin, because sin is what has you in bondage. But now we're free now, amen. We don't have to serve the devil anymore. You can serve the Lord freely. But Father God, I just thank you for the people of the Lord. Lord, I pray, open their hearts, Lord. Some changes might come, Lord, that we don't just stay on the things of the flesh, Lord. We'll be moving to the things of the Spirit, Lord. And I know, Lord, that these things will be against the flesh, because the flesh is always intelling against the things of the Spirit. So, Lord, I'm asking you to bless these people, Lord, and make them conscious of you, Lord. Make them aware, Lord, of your presence and the truth in the night. Let there be open visions, Lord. Let there be open dreams, Lord, upon them. And speak to their hearts, Lord, tonight. And Lord, from this day on, Lord, may they be always conscious and aware of you, Lord, from your presence, oh Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord, for the day for those that are not saved. Save those that are not saved today, Lord. And those who need some type of deliverance, Lord, deliver them, Lord. And I just want to give you praise and thanks, Lord, for your deliverance. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. We pray, we just say amen. Everybody on Facebook or wherever you are, amen. I want you to know we love you, thank you. If you'd like to send any type of donation, you can send a check to receipt@gmail.com. You can send something on an email, cash out, amen. And you can send it as mail, that's@gmail.com. That's anything you feel. We appreciate it. And if you heard anything that you might like, just put a little thank you or a check mark or a like or something on it. And I give you thanks for the next time. God bless you all. We'll see you later. Good evening. Amen.
Hey, amen. Thank you, Brother Tommy. And tell your friend, come on in and let us pray for him.
30 minutes. Come in. Definitely.
Give me you.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything else.
Well, come on in with everything. Come on in here, baby. God, give everything fast and open. Amen.
Lord, give me
your heart. Lord, give me your heart. Lord, give
me
your heart. The Lord working a miracle for you. Can I put the heart on?
All right,
I love
you.
Let me put it back.
Amen.
God is working a miracle for me right now. Oh, Father God, I thank you for my grandson. I pray, Lord, that you the strength of his mind, the strength of his heart, Lord, the strength of his land, Lord. And I command all the things of the enemy to be removed out of him, Lord. Lord, you restore anything that needs to be restored. Lord, restore it right now. And I want to thank you for bringing restoration to my life, Lord. I give you praise for restoring all things that exist in Jesus' name. I give you thanks for Jesus. Amen. God bless you, my son. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to make you angry, baby. But I just want to pray before I go. I want to tell you that we love you. God,
thank you.
Lord. And everything you like to be saved. In a special thing. Lord. So every time you want to be blessed for something, take blessing. It's just left to us. That's God. The Lord, you know what I need, Lord. You know what needs to be changed in my life. I can't love you. Lord, we're going to let you go to trust in the Lord. The Lord, and you know what it is, Lord. Yes. 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 You don't know who I'm with, but you have to be better than I am.
Let the eyes be open.
now in the name of Jesus. Be open. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord Jesus. Y'all dismissed in Jesus' name. It didn't come out like that. You gave it to me, Lord, but Lord, hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. Love you. Don't forget us now. Well, we're going to be dismissed. We thank y'all and give you praise in Jesus' name. God bless.